Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, it's time to talk about something that's interesting, and this is because South African businesses, or the owners of those businesses, are being cautioned that their companies may be unable to trade if they fail to meet the compliance requirements set out by the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission, specifically the registration of their beneficial ownership information by November 30th of this year. To talk to us some more about it is Joshua Alexander, who is the founder and CEO of Infodocs. Joshua, before we talk about this deadline and what that means, let's talk about what Infodocs does.
Sure. Infodocs is an online software that you can use to add your company and check what filing dates you have due. It allows you to create a share register complete with share certificates and the resolutions you may need to open a bank account or apply for funding. And ultimately, it helps make the CIPC compliance requirements a lot easier.
Okay, so let's talk about these compliance requirements. What is this registration of beneficial ownership information? What does it entail?
So as you can imagine, the government want to make sure that there is no corruption or anti-money laundering, those types of things. You might remember the state capture from a few years ago. All these types of incidents have led to South Africa being grey listed, which effectively means that the world sees South Africa as a place that is not necessarily safe to do business because the government doesn't know who owns or controls these companies. So what they did last year was they implemented a requirement for companies to file or register their beneficial ownership so that the government can keep track of who is owning and controlling the companies that you as a customer or as a business owner may be doing business with. And so that is why they require companies to now file their beneficial ownership with them at least once a year.
And what happens if you don't comply?
Unfortunately, if you don't register your beneficial ownership, this case with the CIPC, the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission,
We seem to have lost Joshua's audio. We'll try and reconnect with him as he explains some of the reasonings, what the implications are if you don't comply with this November 30th deadline. So we're going to try and reestablish that connection with Joshua, and hopefully we can also get some assessment in terms of, how long this message from the CIPC has been conveyed to business owners in order for them to meet that deadline. But let's see if we've got Joshua again. Joshua, just checking if you can hear me.
Yes, sorry, I'm back.
There you are. So you were explaining to us what happens if you don't comply or if you miss that deadline.
Right. So if you miss that deadline and do not register your beneficial ownership with the CIPC, your company will become non-compliant. And if you leave a company non-compliant long enough, it will ultimately be deregistered, which means you are no longer an active company, no longer able to trade. And in the worst case scenario, the state can actually absorb any assets that may be held in the name of a deregistered company.
Okay, so what do you need to, get together in terms of document in case you are a business owner listening right now thinking, oh my gosh, the deadline's around the corner?
Yes. So whether you are a business owner listening yourself or you have a friend who may have registered a company, what they need to do is not that complicated. It just requires them either going directly to the CIPC website, creating an account, filing the beneficial ownership. It can be a slightly complex transaction, but it's not overly complicated. And if you do want an easier way to do it, you can Google Infodocs or search how to file beneficial ownership. We should come up. And we just simplify the process for business owners who need to comply.
The one thing, when it comes to verifying things and making sure that you're compliant, do you get, you know, situations where clients discover, you know, overdue returns that they thought maybe their accountants or their bookkeepers were taking care of, and then you find out, no, actually, there were some missed documents along the lines?
All the time. It's actually scary to see how often this happens. Just the other day, I was chatting to the owner of a gym. They were celebrating their one-year anniversary of starting this business. And when I mentioned CIPC to them, they jumped and said, oh, we got an email the other day about something we're supposed to do, but we can't quite figure it out. What we did was we added their company to Infodox. They took one look at the dashboard and realized, oh, it's only due in 2 weeks. We had simply received an email a month before the due date. This app just made it a little clearer what they needed to do, when they needed to do it. And very often business owners who have an accountant who is doing the work for them will discover that they're a year or two behind, which is, like I say, a really risky position to be in. A company can be deregistered after two missed years, and that is not a scenario that any business owner wants to find themselves in.
From your understanding, is there a grace period if for whatever whatever circumstances or things that may happen that you actually do miss the deadline to no fault of your own?
There was a grace period. The CIPC and the South African government in general have been on this mission for over a year now. It's a slow process, teaching every business owner out there who has a lot of other work on their hands. Every business owner is busy building a business. Compliance is one of those things that they look at last if they ever get to the bottom of their to-do list. And the grace period has been running for the last year or so. The most recent deadline issued by the Department of Trade and Industry was the 30th of November. They are encouraging every registered business owner to try and file their beneficial ownership by the 30th of November. If not then, you run the risk of having your company deregistered probably sometime next year. And so really, it's the 30th of November that business owners should pay attention to. Get this done before the holiday season. Get this done so that you're not stressed about it and you can have some peace of mind about the business that you are building.
Mm. When we talk, business owner, and we're talking South African businesses, are we saying all businesses across the board, irrespective of size, or is there a certain threshold that, i.e., you got to be making a certain amount of money or you got to be this big? Like, how is it across all boards?
That's a great question and an important distinction to make. It's not necessarily every business. It's simply every registered company. So if you are a business owner and have registered a company or are trading in the name of a company, if your company ends with the name PTY Limited or CC or it has a registered name, then you are likely a registered company and need to fulfill this requirement. If you are a sole proprietor, a business owner who is trading in your own name, or a freelancer who is offering services and invoicing in your own name, then you don't need to file beneficial ownership. It's only if there is a company in the picture.
Mm. Okay, as we wrap up the conversation, you deal with a lot of things, not necessarily probably related to this, so when you talk about beneficial ownership, but probably other things. Are there one or two things that, while we're on the air right now, that business owners should be thinking about in case it does pop up along the line somewhere?
Yes. There's one more requirement that we see business owners forget time and time again, and it always comes back to bite them later. And this is the requirement to create a share register. So it is not something that the CIPC offer or even something that the CIPC requires you to file. It is simply a requirement that a company keep a register of who owns the company. And that can be evidenced by a register, so a list of the owners and their details, but also share certificates, which are often the documents that banks or tender applications or any sort of financial institute that needs evidence that you own this company would require. So creating a share register is a really important requirement, and it's another. It's actually a service that Infodocs offers for free. So if you're in need of share certificates or a share register, I'm quite proud to say that this is something you can get for free from Infodocs. Just Google how to create a share register or how to create a share certificate, and we should pop up, and you can use Infodocs to get that free of charge.
Joshua, thank you so much for your time and clarifying these aspects relating to beneficial ownership information, and also touching on the other things that business owners should be thinking about. But that is Joshua Alexander, who is the Infodocs founder and CEO.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.